These are sexist microphones. They're made for women's shirts.
No, mine's the opposite.
Okay. So, let's start. Thanks for coming again to this meeting. I hope it won't be too long, and especially that we'll make some progress on this small task that is putting people in our new rooms. I hope you had fun in designing something or asking the people about their preferences and things like this. So yeah, that's what I was talking about. It's for women's shirts. Well, I think you remember all the constraints and the new settings. I think you'll be more and more used to it as soon as we move. So we have these one person, two person, and three person rooms. And so that makes, I think, 18 places. And we had about 15 people and some spare working places to put. May I first provide the answers to the questions from the last time?
And I also checked with Maggie and Pierrette.
Oh, great. Yeah, so that will be part of your solution or suggestions to solution. But regarding the constraints, there is no immediate plan to make separations between the rooms. So that means basically what we have to do with this setting, and it's quite difficult to make new doors and new walls. So I think we shouldn't count on them in the next 4 years, maybe. And they don't want
Great.
us to, sh I mean, they don't want to provide an extra working space for Gisela with the other IT admins, which we could understand because it's sort of full over there, but at least that's what they
Come
said.
now, it's not full over there.
So it seems we, yeah, they're, well, we cannot change the habits of the whole school just for us, though it wouldn't be a bad thing, maybe, but we'll see. So regarding the possibility to put four people in one of the two three-person rooms, well, it's not very easy. We'll have to play quite wisely with the furnishing. It looks like it's not impossible, at least on the one that is a bit longer on the right, so on the one here. It should be possible to put four persons. If we could avoid it, it would much simplify things, but
The question
we'll
is
see.
it against the regulation, security regulation
No.
of the school?
No,
No,
no.
it's not
And
impossible.
I went over and I looked at that room too. There's plenty of space for four people.
Yeah, I think it's more a matter of how to arrange the furniture, but
Yeah.
since we're experts at this task. Okay, so maybe we could count on four places, but the final decision is not really ours, so we'll see actually
That would be fine
if
if
this.
one of the person is 50%, so me, for example.
Exactly, or one of the
Ah.
intern positions, the people who might come,
Exactly, yeah.
something like that. Okay, so these were the answers. So actually, I did my proposal as a slide. Would you like me to
Yeah.
start, or would you
Well,
like me to end
just
with slide?
to complete, I talked both with Maggie and Pierrette, and both of them are happy to share offices. They have no problem whatsoever.
Good.
They're easy, but could be as Pierrette has right now that she's happy to continue to share with Marianne, and Maggie, for example, to share with could be with Bruno because they work on the Swistrad together and they like to gossip together. So yeah.
Beautiful. Okay, then let me explain very briefly the rationale for this. So it's the same schema that you know. In red, you have the. Oh, excuse me, that's quite annoying. Excuse me. Hello? Oh, yeah. Can I call you a bit later and
People who
half an
don't
hour and
turn off
see
their
you again
phone
if
in a
you need us
meeting.
talking?
It's fantastic.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye. Sorry for this. Fortunately, we were just the four of us. Okay, so let me get back to the proposal after a brief interruption. So the names are in red. Now, well, one of the reasons, at least for me, for doing this was to more or less group people within projects, because I think that sometimes they just discuss together, and it's easier if they're in the same office. And which is quite happy actually. I also thought that some professors might enjoy, or at least don't say anything about being with their assistants. So I was happy to hear Susan saying that Maggie and Bruno can come all together, and Pierrette and Marianne in the same office. So what I can say is that I also understood that Susan would be rather in favor of having her own office.
Yes.
it's working like this. I put the lounge in the middle. It's also one of the rooms with the fewest windows. So I think that's not a problem, because you're not going to just stay there and stare outside. But it's nicer to have a nicer view from your office, I guess.
And putting the printer in the lounge is just killing the lounge.
I don't know, yeah, maybe I thought in an angle, but that's obviously
question of your printing all the time.
Yeah, why not put the printer out in the hallway?
Okay, so next to the photocopy, maybe it wouldn't be a bad place here.
Is there enough space there for a photocopy and printer?
Yeah,
the photocopy is a bit big.
Yeah, but the printer is quite small. If we find just a small table for it, maybe one day we'll have a photocopy that is also a printer. Okay, but I wouldn't, insist on this. I think, okay, so the printer, we'll remove it if we work from this this solution. So IM2 is more or less in the upper left side. I said more or less. Lower left side, you have Suistra and Parmenides, so the two projects from Elias. And then Medes LT on the right side. Maybe not a very good solution for Gisela, if you can suggest something better, because she's with two people who, two PhD students, and it's true that she has, a lot of phone calls to make. But it's some way to solve some constraints. I think this is a very open thing. If you want, we can use this document, or we could just say first listen to your suggestions and see if we erase everything or just do some modifications. Using
I have a question. What's the justification for giving Nancy her own office?
Maybe not a very strong one, and you have better suggestions. It was, I think, sort of one of the places that that remain, and I think, there is no strong constraint, and she's a smoker, but the policy is that we don't smoke, so it's even better
doesn't help,
if she's with a second person.
I would have a provocative suggestion to put Gisela, to switch Nancy and Gisela.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Gisela defects on the printing machine, the printer, and the one person. Yeah?
Well, Gisela will not be very happy about that. We tried that, and Gisela really didn't like to have the printer and people in and out all the time. And remember, Andre, that was...
That was the case.
Yeah.
Gosh, it was a bit...
Because I really do think it's important to have an admin room identified as an admin room and only an admin room.
Yeah, we could store files there.
You can close it. You have the personal files of the people of the unit, etc., etc.
Okay, so if you want, I can already
for instance,
do this
I would
change
be
here.
Against the fact that my personal files are in a room that is not specifically dedicated for them.
For the professors, you have personal printer or there's only one printer? Because if not, the printer can go in a room of three people. That's typically the case where there's the lab and there's the printer is there.
Yeah, but the printer can be in the
The printer is it's the main one. We have a secondary one which we could try to accommodate in another room, but it's basically the printer where everybody prints. So I changed this. So maybe I would suggest let us hear from you, and then if we can work out the common solution from this one, then we go back to this slide. And if not, we'll start from scratch.
I'm perfectly right to share the room with you as a view on the old town.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You have to be aware of what I was saying last time.
Yeah.
So
lots of phone calls. Yeah.
So from phone calls.
Yeah, I'll try. I'll bring my Walkman.
Earplugs, whatever.
David, you had also...
Yeah, okay, for me, as I don't know the people a lot, I just suggested that there's a lack of men, so I would certainly put not two men in the same office. I would try to share them with the women. So, for example, I would, in your flight, I would switch either you or Martin with the other room, this one.
Oh, let me put the plan. Sorry,
yes.
Yeah, this is the empty one. I don't want to influence. So you would.
So yeah, you have to show us which one you were talking about, David. We didn't.
Yeah, I was wanting to change this.
The center room.
Mm-hmm. You can even stand and just show us.
Yeah, but I need your slide because I was talking about your slide.
Okay, so you would prefer the names. Okay, I didn't want to influence you too much, but. I'm perfectly happy to start with this as a basis and then change things.
Yeah, because there are plenty of things that are.
Yeah, so
case.
Here you can see
yeah,
that
maybe different.
The men is, I mean, they are always sharing in the room with a woman. I mean, there's Bruno, me, Piet, and Nikos is a guy also.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but for Piet and Maggie, it's weird. It's a wish, or it's.
Oh, actually, because Piet is a woman too.
Sorry,
it's the feminine of Pierre.
Mm-hmm. So I mean, this is perfectly fine. We just say Martin and the name for Maria, Magdalena, and Nancy.
They didn't get your solution. No. What was it again?
Yeah, here there are two men.
Okay. So he wants to mix sexes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's nice. I think so. I mean, there's a lack of men here in this in this lab. So I would change one. Switch one.
Well, it's not so much a question of men or women, it's more the question of, as I said, that here you have only you have PhD students that are the group. There you have senior researchers that are the group, which is to me more, unless it corresponds to some specific demand, like it is in the case in Maggie's case and Pierre's case, I think that's a very efficient way of doing things. Because
yeah, and for me, it's also, I would prefer maybe not to be in a three-person office, just
yeah.
to be
I'm perfectly happy with
calmer,
with
Henry,
right?
So I'm very happy with this, since I proposed this. But I could also be happy with most of the other people, so even in a three-person room, it's fine. Okay, so let's keep in mind maybe this constraint of balancing the genders. we'll see if we can do something for it.
Andre, did you ask these people if this was okay with them?
I've asked some of them, and I've also used a little bit what I've, well, I mean, the present arrangement, just not to shock people too much. And it's also people that I know get on well, quite well together, and also work on the same project, like, for instance, Marianne, Finnish Marianne, and Nikos, who interact quite a lot on MegaSLT. Yeah, Maria and Yalina seem to go on quite well. Nancy had no strong preference, especially since she's no longer allowed to smoke in her office. Yeah, so I think, well, at least as far as I asked, there was no major objection.
Isn't there just a question of proximity? You put David with Agnes. Isn't Agnes working, you know, in a more substantial way in, with people like either Maria or Yalina?
Yeah, that's
yes.
true. That's true. I so we could put Nancy with David and.
Yeah, but Agnes is also working with David, so.
But we agreed that it's not important to share the room with someone that
mm-hmm.
has
no,
the same
that's true,
project.
That's true. Here, the other constraints are satisfied. So.
Mm-hmm.
And Morova and I will be quite happy to have the full room some 50% of the time.
Yeah, that's a small advantage, and it's a bit more comfortable.
So yeah, but there's
with the two 3-person rooms, I think that they can mix them the way they want. I mean, if they prefer to be Maria, Yalina, and Nikos, and Nancy and Marianne on the other side, well, no, that's not completely equivalent because Nancy, all are PhD students or master students, but Nancy.
Yeah, but that doesn't matter. That's not important. The one question I was wondering about, though, because three is always, well, the more people in office, the less ideal. That wouldn't it maybe be better to put David in since he's only half time? So that way, then there's
That would
not
work.
three people all the time.
So I would switch David and Nancy for people.
Yeah,
Which doesn't mean that
probably.
David should be in this room. Could be in the other one. For me, the two, three people rooms are really, they have to be really shuffled
Yeah.
according to people
Yeah.
personal preferences.
So
But I definitely
Agnes
would put
has
Nancy
worked.
with Agnes in the two person room.
They have worked together on Parmenides, so this makes some sense.
But again, it's
I
also a question of personal preference. I mean,
yeah.
you can't be
I
in a
mean,
room with a person you don't want to be with.
yeah, as far as I know, I think it's probably quite a good
Is
good
there anyone
match.
that is going to finish PhD or even?
No.
First one should be
Maria
Maria,
is the closest, but
so
she's still not
Maria.
yeah.
Okay,
See, if you do it this
Switch.
way, you mean that in the two, three people room, there will be one that is not so overloaded because of David, because
Yeah.
David will be part-time, and the other one not so overloaded because there is a one free position, knowing that this one free position will not stay free very long.
No, because don't forget, we already have somebody coming in January.
Yes, so
At least one person.
this is still a worry for me because we are still, we don't still don't have enough space for the visitors.
Yeah.
Unless we put them in the lounge.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Or we
that
make
would
four
be.
space in the three people room.
Yeah,
We need to
so.
have at least three visitors position because positions because.
Okay, so since we're supposed to do a final proposal, sorry, let me move the printer
Outside.
next to the photocopier.
Yeah.
Okay, and we'll find some way to well, attach it to a wall or something like this.
So that we keep it.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Okay, so that's the I don't think we can put visitors in the lounge. It's
It depends on how we think about the lounge. If it's thought as being a reading room, no. If it's thought as that's really a very important question to me. Do we put priority on the fact of being able to read newspapers in our offices or in our workplace? We can read newspapers elsewhere. And I really do think it's more important for lab to be able to decently welcome visitors that come to the lab than to have a place for reading newspapers. Newspapers, you can read them home. You can go to the cafeteria or you can sit somewhere else. You can go on the balcony if it's in the summer. So I don't understand why we should put priority on lounges if we don't have enough space for accommodating visitors. It's just not according to my priorities.
How would it be to put the lounge in one of the smaller offices, like in one of the one-person offices? I know they're actually quite demanded, so I think Susan, you're very happy with this solution.
Yes,
So
let's put the
okay.
lounge in Susan's office. If
Okay.
Susan's in the lounge with three visitors.
That's an excellent idea.
One person room is really too
Yeah, it's
small.
probably
It's
too
too
small.
small for,
Actually, yeah, it doesn't.
yeah.
I would advocate to just remove the lounge. It's a luxury for us. We don't have space for a lounge. Let's be. You
Okay, let's
can't
be
go
innovative.
in front of your colleagues and saying, if I have to choose between reading my newspaper and this and having a decently welcomed research visitor, I prefer to read my newspapers. That's just not realistic.
But
We are researchers.
the problem is it has been decided by everyone and approved by the school that we need the lounge. So I think it's simply not.
No, I think you can choose about
No, I think there. I'm sorry. It's
Then you have the three people room that where the
yeah.
three positions split it in two parts as Susan was proposing last time with a wall, and you have a lounge there, and you can read your newspapers, and we have a full two person room where we can certainly accommodate three visitors. And at least we have some free margin for the next 2 years or
Okay,
next year.
so how do we split the room?
We
We
put
have
it
three people
the
over
furniture that we got for
this.
our reading room, we put it into the other half of the three person room.
put
Would that fit? A little divider of some
But
kind.
what about if people want to have a small discussion in the
They are not
lounge?
supposed to have a discussion in the lounge. They are supposed to read their newspapers.
Well, not
Well, not just
newspapers, because
newspapers.
scientific articles.
Scientific articles. No, that's not the point of the goal. The goal of the lounge was a place where you can relax.
But also to read articles.
Yes, you can do it in the office.
So you would like to put it, yeah, with me. And then
you have good chairs to read newspapers, but you don't want to break your heart, your back ways in your office.
Yeah, okay, but then that means that we'll put the lounge on the right side,
yes.
Here,
yes.
And here we'll put two places for visitors.
Three.
Three, but that means the office will be, at least for the moment, empty. That looks very bad.
We have a visitor that is arriving.
It's not a visitor, it's a new full-time person. Arriving in January.
Okay, so that could take the free place over there.
No, that's why we're going to put the lounge.
That could take one position in there.
Let's put Maria Oyalina in this place.
Yeah, I think. Okay, so we need what? Two free positions and one new person arriving, X or something like that?
Well, for.
That's an idea. If you forget about the lounge.
Mm-hmm.
What we could do is to move either Maria or Yelena in the what is currently the lounge.
Mm-hmm.
That means that we have one person there with one free position. We have one free position in the room that Maria or Yelena is coming from, and one free position over there.
Mm-hmm.
So we have three positions distributed over the rooms. So we can. I could make.
Where is the lounge?
No, 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 we have to.
I'll have my head cut off if we don't have a lounge.
Yeah.
You take part of the lounge and you put it in the corridor.
No.
No, there's no space.
The lounge corner.
The lounge is in the free space.
At least. I mean, otherwise I cannot really defend it, because it was agreed and we cannot just come back on every.
After all that we went through to get the budget for it,
yeah,
we really have
so
to.
You can explain to your visitors
okay.
that unfortunately they have a position in the toilet because there's a reason why people have to.
Well, let's have the visitors
yeah, wait a minute.
First.
Yeah.
Okay, so what we need is a new and two frees. So I think we can put Maria or Yelena. I don't want to separate them really, but. Or. Myself, I don't like that office actually. So I was thinking to put here.
It could be Nichols, for instance. You can switch.
No, we're not going to keep Marianne in a three person place, just having Marianne in the lounge. Eh?
Yeah, no, we, yeah. So it's either. We could put a visitor with you, Martin, but it's probably. Okay, let's try one. Let's try this. Let's try Maria
there. I mean, Andrea.
Oh, there you don't mind? Okay.
Because I will be there at half time.
Perfect.
And the visitors probably will not so much complain about
But
that.
Wait a minute. Then Andre has a two person office all for himself.
No, we'll put the visitor place in there. If you don't mind.
Well, there is this full time person arriving in.
Yeah.
I think it's really important to plan. With
what what's her name again, Andre?
I think it's Paola.
Paola.
Yeah.
Would it be possible to have Paola in your office?
Yeah, could be.
Because that's something that we should be deciding. Either you want to keep me in your office,
mm-hmm.
which is all right, and then
no,
you have to foresee a place
you,
for
I
Paula
think.
Somewhere. I think
okay.
that's not realistic to have it.
Okay. Martin goes back to Andre.
Okay. We'll put Paula and the visitor here. So Paula is the new person.
Yeah.
And the visitor.
Is this one?
And then we'll still have probably some way to put a second visitor here. This two. Does this display better?
Paula, well, no, but Paula being new, I think it would be better to put her with somebody else.
The lunch cannot be shared with two people. You cannot go there and discuss and two people working there in the room.
No, but we said that we won't discuss. Or maybe if we organize some kind of, you know, coffee at the end of the day or a drink, then the two people will stop working. I don't know, maybe they won't be happy. Okay, then Martin, let me put you in that office and I'll put Paula with
No,
you.
no, put, why not Maria or Janina?
So Martin goes where?
Martin stays where he is.
You don't want to separate Maria and Janina.
No,
Janina is
okay.
not even sure she stays.
Yeah, that's true.
It's
Okay,
a
so let's put
student, so.
Maria in the separate office.
Yeah. And we have two visitors and a master's student and a
Can we
part-time
have
person. Oh, I was thinking the other way around.
Oh, sorry.
To
What were
put
you thinking?
Paula with Maria in the two people room and to have this one, this two, Yelena and David in the three people room.
So who is with Maria? Who is
Us.
Okay. Yeah, and no visitor?
Yeah, that's a two people room, so.
Yeah, but that means that this room, the middle one, would be quite empty. Well, I mean,
No,
two
Yelena is
visitors
there,
and a
David is there.
50% first person, I don't think it's very reasonable.
But you need to
Well,
have
we have.
two visitors somewhere.
Yeah, but let's split them a little
Yeah.
bit so that when there are no visitors, at least people are.
No, the rooms have to look like they're sort of occupied,
Yeah, I think
otherwise
so.
we might lose a room or two.
So this here is visitor two.
This is always the game.
Paula is there. Here goes visitor one. And is this better? Except that you can read it, but back from this.
It's really crowded in the. Well, not yet, of course, because Paula has not arrived. But starting from January, you will have two full-time person. Plus one
Yeah,
part-time
okay.
person, plus
Let me
one
call
visitor,
this
that's.
visitor one, which implies that it will be the first one occupied by a visitor when they come.
Okay.
And this visitor two, which means it's like a, well, you know, second chance.
But why couldn't we basically move you, David, in this two people room with Maria?
Oh, good. What would this
Maria
change?
plus one half-time person. And you have Paula Jelina, one visitor position, and I still keep hope that Maria Nikos at the lounge will on the long term disappear, because anyhow I don't believe there can be a lounge where in a place where there are already two people working, so the lounge will just die after some time and
No,
then we can.
but look, Martin, it's quite a long room. It has two doors.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
It has two doors. Yeah,
Very
that's true.
good. Yeah, so maybe in the long run
Yeah,
we'll
but
get the
then,
wall.
okay, that's true. Okay, then there will be a
Well,
wall.
although there are three windows, but okay. So why would we move David to Maria? With Maria, do you have any preferences, David?
No,
She's not really
she wants
fine.
mixing people, men and women.
Well, he already is.
Then the two visitors will be in one room, but that's fine because maybe there are not two visitors at the same time.
Yeah,
We'll see.
Yeah,
Three
I
is
wouldn't
more
put the two
realistic.
visitors in the same room because when there is no one, it makes a big hole, and when there are two people, so it makes too many variations.
Yeah,
But
but then you can move, for instance, if you move David to with Maria, then
Yeah, the occupancy is better that way.
I
You
think it's
because
better.
there's
Yeah, personally, yeah, I think
there's
it's better.
regular
It's more,
occupancy. Yeah.
it's stable. Because visitors
Okay.
stay and go.
What did I say here? Let me go.
That's good.
Yeah, my
To me, that's the best we can do.
Okay.
If we realistically can plan to have a lounge.
Well, I think that was really decided, and
Okay.
it's no way. No, because actually, if we do a proposal without a lounge, and you know,
We
the other
won't be
group
very
will.
credible.
You get the message.
Yeah, exactly. And that means that all the constraints that we set and all the other things just will just basically disappear.
That's true.
Which means we'll work for nothing. Okay. Let's run the house.
So who has
Okay.
strong opposition to that?
I don't. Oh, you have to
I'll
go
be right back,
soon?
yeah.
Okay.
But do you have any?
We're almost done, Susan. But we'll just check the
items. I just need to see somebody, my assistant, real quickly.
No problem. Decision. No, we just have today.
We'll just review the items to see if we look at all the constraints, and then you'll be able to say the final yes or no.
I think we accommodated most of the constraints.
Yeah.
Because we're sure that Maggie and Bruno, Maggie is happy with having Bruno in her office, and Pierrette is happy to have Marianne.
Yeah,
know.
I think that's okay.
We checked. Okay.
Yeah, we checked.
And yes, and Nancy, no reason to think that they should be
an
impossible situation.
No.
Same thing for Marianne and Marianne F and Nikos.
Mm-hmm.
Paula, we don't know yet because she didn't arrive yet. And Janina, that means that for a short time, Janina will be just alone in a three-person room.
Yeah, that's a bit. Yeah, that was the point in letting David there. But okay, maybe we'll just leave it as an option, David or visitor one.
But then we could, just for the sake of having a defendable solution, as long as Paula has not arrived, is to switch for the proposal Paula and David. But we really plan that as soon as Paula is here, or even earlier.
Okay, so we'll know that
we'll go
that the region actually around here is probably movable. Yeah,
switched.
We can switch. This Paula or David.
This is dangerous to propose. I mean, you have a three-person room with one master student in it.
Okay. Yeah. No. Exactly. Yeah.
I wouldn't propose that.
That's why I always try to separate the visitors, just to balance a little bit. But okay, we'll be open.
But as soon as Paula is here,
well,
it starts to be better, and we will have visitors.
Well, it depends also on if Janina stays longer or not.
That's a point. That's true.
Okay,
we'll
see. Anyway, we'll be open.
When is she supposed to finish?
I don't really know. I think her master thesis is probably due. No, I would say maybe June next year, at the latest. Yeah. I don't know.
When are we supposed to submit the proposal?
Well, we won't have any extra meeting. The four of us. So this one has to be the final one. We'll have actually. I'll present this to with the other. I'll compare it with the other one and. Try to make a decision. Actually, I think it's even a bit later today. So,
As soon as we have Susan, we can. So I would switch again.
Okay.
But that, as I say, it's just for the sake of the proposition. So I'm even ready to internally say that David will actually be in this room.
Yeah, we can leave it like
what
this, and
what
then
has changed. There are names on the doors.
There will be names on the door.
Let's say another technical, psychological problem we have is, I'm extremely happy with that solution. It will be a working solution starting from January when Paula will be here, but currently, if we present it as it is, we have a three-person room that is only occupied by a master student.
No, because there's another person right now, a student that I just hired, and she's just working right now for November and December. Yeah,
that's a real visitor.
She's a real visitor. She's a real visitor that I just made a contract for her for 2 months.
Okay.
Yeah.
So then we would have two people there.
Okay. Yeah. We'll keep that. I'll try to express all these constraints and say in particular that the two rooms over here actually are. Things could be changed over there,
have also to say that a unit has to have some.
Yeah, the visitor space.
It's extremely important in the research domain that we can have people coming to visit us.
Yeah, no, that's true.
The second point I would suggest is that before you go to defend it, you should circulate it over mail to all the involved people.
Well,
to double check. So
I think this. I'm not very sure, but I think this will be done after the meeting.
I would
when
before. Because if you spend time defending a thing and then, I don't know, Agnes comes to you or Pierrette comes to you saying, no, I don't want to be with Marianne.
As far as I know, I think Agnes is also taking care of a proposal. So, okay, yeah, I'll circulate this.
It doesn't cost anything. It's just people will look at it, say, oh, great, I have a view on the mountain and I'm a really person I like. So
okay, so maybe we'll learn some more constraints.
What's the timeline on this now? So you have a meeting when?
Yeah, actually, as I told Martin, well, this is the last time we meet, so this is, well, more or less our proposal. And we'll have a meeting, I think it's in 2 days or something like that, to discuss and compare with the other proposal and, well, make a final decision, actually probably a pre-final one, since we'll have to check again.
It's not completely, it's an important issue because I need to know when I will have the office decided, the phone number decided.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
That I have to provide to the EPFI administration. I'm reachable when I'm at, well, they can phone me on the mobile, but I would definitely prefer to have a clean field administrative form that I can
Mm-hmm. Well, so actually, I think, I'm not very sure, but the most important thing is, well, finding out when we will move, and this happens in probably next month, or depends also on how, well, the furnishing and...
And then, of course, you have these all these practical issues about internet connections, or network connections.
Mm-hmm. How many connections are there per room?
Because that's also something that we have double checked, you know, if you are in a room with three people and one network
connection. Oh, no, the building is very... No, actually, I've seen it. The building is very modern, and you can have
activated?
We'll get them activated, yeah. And I think you get at least three per room.
No, you get for the bigger rooms, you get double. For every workplace, you get two lines.
Sometimes you need a laptop.
Yeah, sometimes you need to.
No, because lots of people have, they have a son and they have a PC, so.
If you go back to the other slide where you have the furniture, so this, do you have any word to say so that I would like to have a red chair or a blue desk?
Oh, no, unfortunately, that's decided by the school, so the chairs are green, the desk is brown, light brown.
But do we have to order something, or is it done automatically, so it will be in the office when you move in?
Normally, it's done automatically, except that...
Well, we have to say how many places that we want to have.
Yeah. Well, these are dictated by the names. It's probably more difficult for the lounge. What we'll have is have a bit less furniture in the lounge and then bring all the, well, the old, it's not old because we just bought it, but all the furniture from the previous lounge, we'll bring it here.
And how about the boxes? Because at EPFL you have to say when you will be moving the boxes so that you have people for moving them. Here you're supposed to move them yourself.
Well, it's the faculty that will take care of.
We'll receive some information about that.
Yeah,
they'll just give us a date when.
Yeah. I mean, it's a completely different issue from, arranging people. It's just how the moving will take place. And there are other things to take care of, but it's quite unrelated with these things. Yeah, we'll get all the information. Thinking about internet connections, I think it's quite okay for the printer to be there. Yeah, I think it's feasible. We'll check. So the violet box here is our mailbox.
By the way, is there any wireless connection antennas for getting?
Not in the building for the moment.
Well, there is downstairs in the building, and pretty soon the whole building will be covered.
That's important. Yeah. I mean, particularly for the laptops.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but right now downstairs it's fine. Some people can pick it up on the sixth floor, but pretty soon the whole building will be covered.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I think it's a bit off topic already.
Yeah,
so,
okay.
Let's see that it's a proposal. I'll try to express the constraints and your opinions. And, I think finally everyone can veto something if there is a huge problem. But I think with this, we don't have a huge problem.
The four of us will not veto.
Yeah.
No. We're fine.
So let me save this. Thank you for spending all this time.
Yeah.
We're all happy. Mm-hmm.